In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you guys some simple ways to get more engagement on social media without having to show your butt. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel. So several years ago, I made a promise to my mother. My mom was spending some time on Instagram and she said, "Ray," just that's how she talks. If you've ever met my mom, by the way, this is like a spot on impression. "Ray, a lot of the people on Instagram with lots of followers, they always post butt pictures. Can you please never post a picture of your butt?" And I made a promise to my mom, love it or hate it, that I wouldn't post pictures of my butt to get famous. Now, do I regret that commitment? Mostly no. Just kidding. I don't think that would actually help out my engagement. And I think for most people, that's not a solid strategy for increasing followers or for growing your engagement on social media. Some of us have awesome butts. And by some of us, I mean not me, but we're going to talk about what to do if showing your butt is not a part of your social media engagement plan. And I'm going to share with you guys five super simple ways to increase your engagement on social media. So the first one, number one, is to take a controversial stance. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to dive into politics or dive into one of the hot button topics. Sometimes being controversial is just sharing something that other people aren't comfortable with hearing. It could be as simple as five reasons why I believe that women are amazing entrepreneurs and sharing five reasons. That is, believe it or not, incredibly naturally controversial and gets engagement. It gets two types of engagement mostly. One is going to be the women who are seeing that piece of content and saying, "Yes, I get it." And then number two, the type of engagement where people are going to say, "This is stupid. Men are better entrepreneurs." Okay, cool. Both are going to naturally happen whenever you take a stance instead of saying maybe or I think or potentially or possibly or sometimes or putting asterisks behind everything that you say. When you confidently take a stance on something, it's going to naturally be controversial and people are going to naturally feel divided just simply by that statement. Even if it's as simple as, "Here's why Aries are great business owners." People are going to, number one, Aries and people who know Aries are going to say, "Yes, Aries are like the best." And then there's going to be the group of people who say, "Absolutely not. Capricorns are better business owners." So tip number one, take a stance. Sometimes less than political issues can be naturally controversial. Number two, ask questions. Ask questions. This is so simple. I love to ask questions on social media because otherwise social media can feel very like preachy or like someone's on a platform just sitting there saying like, "Here are all the things that I know and I've got everything figured out and da 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 da." I love opening up conversation and having a dialogue with people on social media. So for example, if I did a list of five books that I love that I think every business owner should read, I'm going to naturally actually open the floor and say, "What books did I miss? What books would you recommend that entrepreneurs read?" And it's a beautiful thing that opens up the dialogue and says, "Hey, listen, I don't think I have everything figured out," which, by the way, spoiler alert for life, no one has everything figured out. And it's a beautiful, like, humbling reminder to keep the conversation going on social. So number two is to ask questions, open up that easy win for people. Number three, invite people with a call to action. That call to action could be as simple as drop your favorite emoji, say yes if you agree, tag one of your friends who needs to hear this today. And I will tell you guys that there's a really weird dynamic that happens when you first start asking people to take action. It's going to be very low. You're not going to see a lot of people tagging their friends. You're not going to see a lot of people commenting. Those things don't start to really pay off for a while. And that is totally fine. Okay, totally fine. So I literally was asking people to take action, but when they were like literally crickets. And that habit has continued to pay off as our followings have grown, as our engagement has grown. And so I think it's pretty awesome. Number four, and this one is super important. You cannot give away enough for free. And I really, really, really mean this. This past weekend, I actually have been implementing Jim Quick's topics from Limitless and trying to see if I could double or triple or even 4x my reading speed. On a normal weekend, I read 2, maybe 3 books, especially if you include the Audible books that I like to listen to, like while we're at the park or whatever. But I decided to try to like double that reading speed. So this past weekend, I actually read 5 books cover to cover. I started one book, but it was not a fast read. It was one where I was like, ooh, I need to go back and like take notes. That book was Over Deliver by Brian Kurtz. Amazing book. But one of the big things he talks about is how, and this is a philosophy I live by, but how you can continually over deliver in every single element of not only your business, but your marketing. And that's going to build a lot of trust. And a lot of times we hold back because we're like, I don't want to give away too much for free. Or if I give away too much for free, who's going to buy? When the truth is the exact opposite is true. We think like, I'm going to hold back and my best things, my secret things are what, you know, I'm going to share in my paid program. But the truth is, for most of us, unless we are inventors or we have a secret sauce or we created the next Coca-Cola, our secret ideas or our proprietary information is usually just another version of someone else's. Most of us don't have actually trademarkable, patentable, non-replicable secret formulas. So give away more than you'd think. And this pays off in a really weird way. There's actually this really interesting effect that occurs when we give away more than other people think we should or more than other people think we need to. And that is that when we give away extra, we see less engagement on the front end, so maybe less likes, maybe less comments, but our saves and shares skyrocket. I mean, I'll have a post that I'll post on Instagram that'll literally have 300 likes, but behind the scenes between shares and saves, there's over 1,000 of those engagements. And that engagement behind the scenes is worth its weight in gold because now you're not just worth a like or a comment or a passing, okay, cool. But people are like, I'm going to save this. I'm going to reference it. This is awesome. And you're going to be known as the go-to expert. So tip number 4 is over-deliver in everything that you do. Don't hold anything back unless you, of course, created the next Coca-Cola and you have a secret formula that only 2 people in the world know. Don't worry about it. Just Give, over deliver in every element of your business and or marketing. And tip number 5 is intentionally adding talking points. Now, there's a ton of different things that you can do to intentionally add talking points into your content for social media. Now, for example, I'm going to give you guys just a couple that I use quite a bit. Number 1, I've got awesome books that are rainbow order. This alone gets extra engagement in every piece of my content, from Instagram posts where that's in the background, to my YouTube videos where that's in the background, my TikToks where that's there. Usually it gets anywhere from 1 to a couple 100 comments specifically about my awesome rainbow bookshelf. Second thing that I always do, I always have really cool earrings, whether they're basic but big hoops or really cool patterned earrings. I also like to use my nails as an awesome talking point. So I get my nails in basically different looks that most people wouldn't get in like a traditional 9-to-5, and that's an awesome talking point. Sometimes my nails are Barbie pink. Sometimes my nails are super sparkly and gold. Sometimes they are rainbow colored. But if I didn't want to do my nails, I may wear like a t-shirt that has a cool saying on it. I have one t-shirt that I got from Nelly's store, which I'm obsessed with. I can't remember what the name of it is. I think it's Sales Queen Boutique. I'm obsessed. And the shirt just says simply, be kind. And it is one of my favorite shirts in the world. I want to get a bunch more shirts like it because it's a talking point. People love that shirt. Introduce things into your videos that are a talking point, whether you're holding something or eating something, feel free to bring additional context. And sometimes people are afraid to bring that context in, like, no, I gotta stay professional, I gotta stay boring, well, people don't actually say I gotta stay boring, but they accidentally do it by stripping all of their videos and content, especially photos of personality. Let your personality show. If you're wearing slippers, for goodness sakes, show the slippers in your photo. I'm a huge fan of showcasing personality. I'm even looking at my desk and I'm like, there's little things that we do intentionally that are personality packed that I wouldn't try to hide. And just by not trying to hide them, it brings lots of conversation. Like right now I'm holding my Sharpies. My Sharpies are beautiful and rainbow. And then I have a mug that says Babe Cave, which I think is fun because everything's always about the man cave. Or I think about like one of my favorite snacks and I could open up one of these snacks and share it in one of my pieces of content. It is teriyaki seaweed. And this is going to be naturally like people are going to be like, ew, or oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I am curious, do you like seaweed or not? Some people love seaweed. I'm obsessed. Two out of our three kids love it. My husband and Delilah hate it. But I'm in love with seaweed. So I think it's fun to like add that into your content instead of trying to be just as generic or dry as you can by trying to be professional. So I hope that this episode has really served you. By the way, if you want to learn more about social media and growth on social media, we put together an awesome resource for you. We put actually a couple different resources. If you head to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, you will see several different resources to support you in creating organic content consistently. Yes, please. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.